A couple of things. Actually, before I get down to business, how are you guys doing?
Pretty awesome. You?
Pretty awesome. I'm doing well too. I'm glad to hear you're pretty awesome.
Good.
Good, good, good. How was geometry?
Was good. It's good.
Good. That is good to hear. That is good to hear. What did you guys, Ja, what was the geometry lesson about today? You there, Ja? All right, and Dae, what was the geometry lesson about today?
We added vectors and now we're graphing them.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good. All right. Well, there's a couple of things that I wanted to cover. I'm finally starting to get caught up with the technology and some of the things that I need to do logistically for the classroom. So I have the why am I losing my train of thought? The wiki space for this class setup, and I'm going to use it, for information purposes, and then also for like supporting things for the lesson. And rather than on the wiki space in my folder, rather there being like a long list of documents within the one page that's on there, the Blackbody Biochemistry, for each class, like the things relevant to that class will be posted there, right? So it'll be kind of rare where I need to add another page just in my folder. And I have to get it moved somehow in the process of moving it to the instructor folder. It got moved to Ndaye's folder. And for some reason last night, I couldn't get it out of Ndaye's folder. It was kind of weird. So if you could take a second, log in to the wiki space if you're not there already. And then under the pages listing, go to Ndaye's folder and open it. And there's a folder that says Mama Fanta. And I will try again today to get it out of her folder and where it was originally. And once you get to the Mama Fanta folder, there's only one page on it and it says Blackbody Biochemistry, and I want you to open that up. Give me a shout out or send me a quick. I'm there on the chat to let me know when you're there.
I'm there.
Okay, good. Ja, are you with us?
Yes.
Okay, right, so Andaya is there. Also, just let me know once you're at that page, because I want everybody to be looking at it.
What page is that?
All right, so go to the wiki space and then go down to Ndaye's folder, Ndaye Aziz. And when you open Ndaye's folder, there's a folder in it called Mama Fanta. And I want you to open that up and go to the Blackbody Biochemistry page that's in there. And at some point today, I will get it out of Ndaye's folder. It wouldn't let me do that last night.
I don't have the password for it, so I don't know. She said probably tested though.
Okay, say it again.
I said that I don't have the password, so I don't know. I don't have.
You can sign in as I guess.
So you sign in as I a guest, that's one word, and then I a one guest is the password.
Okay.
What'd you say?
What website go to?
IAED.pbwork.com.
Thanks.
My apologies. I was under the assumption that you guys had used it with other teachers. I should have been clear about giving the directions on how to get there. All right, so I'm assuming you're there, Eshubola?
Yes, I am.
Okay, are you there, Kashif? Okay, so while he's getting there, so for each class period, I'll put what our objective is for the day. So whatever it is, when we're complete for that day, what it is that I want you guys to have accomplished or have created or have done. So you can see like our overall objective for today is for you guys to produce the presentation detailing the work of a modern scientist of African descent. So we started that up last class period, and there was some issues with me getting you the materials. So like all the information that you need, you'll get today. And then the agenda. So what it is that I intend for us to do within the course of the class period will be there. And then any assignments or things that you need to be able to do assignments will be under the assignments part of the column of the table. And then at the end of the class, either later that day or the next morning, I will put the link to the recorded file. So if you need to go back and have like a really easy place to access the recording because you need to listen to something from that class and you didn't personally record it, the assignment stuff, like I want it to be like a one-stop shop for you so you can find what you need for the things we do in each class, okay? And for some reason, there is this random link in the agenda that I'm going to take out where it says science connections. You don't need that.
So where do I go? I don't know which one I can do.
Okay, so did you click on my folder? Like, what was the last thing that you did?
I clicked pages.
Okay, and once you click pages, if you scroll down and find Ndaye Aziz, click on Ndaye Aziz's folder, and another folder that says Mama Fanta should pop up.
Okay, I see it.
All right, so if you click on the Mama Fanta folder, and then scroll up to the top of the page, there'll be a page that says Black Body Biochemistry. And then open that.
Got it.
Okay, open that up. And then that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. And then above the table where I'm, you know, putting our class information, my email address is there too. So if you forget it, lose it. Last time we did the Google Hangouts, I sent you the invite from a different email address. We'll be using this one, the fontaharrison@gmail.com. So if you have questions, like you guys have the presentation that you're going to do that we talked about having done today, but I didn't give you the resources for it, so it's not going to be due to our next class period. But if you have questions or concerns, you can shoot me an email and I can respond to you relatively quickly. So any questions about anything I've said up until this point?
What do you mean by resources?
Where it says resource tutorials?
Yeah, because
okay. That's something that we're going to go through to in today's agenda. So like 1, 2, and 3 are the things that we're going to do today.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just called it that because that was a title I came up with, because there's a couple of websites that we're going to use for this assignment, and I'm just going to go over like a quick tutorial of those websites. Okay, did I get Ja back? Nope, I lost him still. Okay. All right. So another piece, in addition to what we're looking at here on the wiki space, there's also my whiteboard. So when we're talking today, we're going to use some info I put up on the whiteboard for you guys as a, you know, in an effort to use that space. So if you go back to the wiki tab at the top, and then once you get back to the main homepage, scroll down to whiteboards, and then Eshubola.
Yes.
Has everybody in the other classes, have you guys gone over using the whiteboards and being able to like navigate in them, or has one of your teachers done that so far this year?
Yes, we did that in geometry.
Beautiful. Okay. So I didn't want to skip an explanation if I didn't need to. All right. So go to the whiteboards. I'm sorry. What did you say?
I said I missed that class. I think I missed that one.
Oh, okay. No problem. Well, at the top of the page, you see the two tabs, wiki and pages and files. Click on the wiki tab. And then once the AYA homepage opens up, scroll down to the link that says whiteboards and click on it. And then once it comes up, the top of the list is all the instructors' names. And actually underneath the title whiteboards, it says password AYA. So when you click on the whiteboard, your password will be AYA to get into it. So once you get there, go to the whiteboard for my room.
Okay, I don't see whiteboard.
All right, so did you get to the AYA homepage where it has like a different list of the class topics?
Does it say navigation menu?
I believe so. Let me go back to where you are. Once you're there, you should scroll down towards the bottom of the page. It does say navigation menu, and if you scroll down towards the bottom of the page, after Hall of Fame, there's two links down. It says new and then whiteboards.
Okay, I see it.
Okay, so when you click on whiteboards, it's going to take you to a list of instructors. And you need to go to the one under my name, Mama Fanta.
It says enter.
Right, so the password is just Aya, IYA. Kashif, are you at the whiteboard? Kashif? Ashok Bola, are you at the whiteboard?
No, I'm trying to find it.
Okay. Did you get to the list, the instructor list?
I think.
You think? Do you see all the names of the teachers?
Yes, I do. I see you now. I skipped over your name.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And in Daya, you're already there, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kami.
Kashif, are you there? All right, how far have you gotten, Essence?
I'm there. Do you see my name?
No, I know you're there. I just asked how far have you gotten on the whiteboard. Like, have you gotten to the actual whiteboard? Are you still, like, logging in?
I'm at the whiteboard.
Okay, cool. I'm sorry, kiddo. What did you say?
Biology, chemistry, and natural science, right?
Yeah, yep.
No, I was just saying that biology...
You're cutting in and out. Say that one more time.
Never mind, I think I'm there.
All right, good. Okay. So we'll be working from my whiteboard often. Except I just lost connection for a moment. Okay. All right, are you guys still with me?
Yes.
All right, yeah, my internet dropped in and out for a second. I want to make sure I didn't lose you guys. Okay, so for me as a teacher, like it's going to make life easier for me with us working from this whiteboard. So if there's information that I want to give you, it will usually be here at the beginning of class, and we'll go over it, go through it. So this is going to be like literally if we were in front of each other and I had a whiteboard and I was sharing information with you, I'm going to use this in the exact same way. And as we move further into the content, once we get past the portion that we're working on now, where we're looking at the cultural aspects, the scientists, the different groups of people, the things that they discovered and worked on, and we get into the specific biology and chemistry concepts where there's problems to do and things to calculate and figure, we'll be working from the whiteboards a lot then also. Like, each of you have your own whiteboard space. And if you don't already, you will. And I'll be giving you tasks to do on your whiteboard to be left up for me to look at either during class time or for me to check later. Like the Scribblr space, we're going to be using quite a bit for, like, you know, instructional communication and all of that good stuff.
User in your channel okay. is recording.
All right, Ja is back. All right, Ja. So, we're in the whiteboard space for my class. So on the wiki space page or the wiki space, go to wiki, and once you're on the home page, go down to new and whiteboards and find my name, Mama Fanta, and click on that URL for my whiteboard. Okay. And I'm gonna continue with what we're doing, and you just give me a shout when you're there, or you can just follow along and just say something if you have any questions.
Okay.
All right. So the very first day, we talked about. All right. The very first day, we talked about just kind of a general overview of the kind of things that we're gonna learn about in this class. And last time I had you guys look, tell me like what the area of science you're most interested in is, and then find a scientist in that area of science that you're going to do a little research on and a presentation on. And in thinking about that over the last day, you know, I wanted to make sure that you guys were clear, especially because Essence and Ja just joined us this week and they missed the first discussion, about within the course of this class, what kinds of science we're going to be discussing and talking about. So we're going to start with the meaning of the main three branches that we're going to get into. There'll be times when we kind of hit on other things in reference to different topics that we get to, but for the most part, our focus content will be in biology, chemistry, and then a bit in environmental science, because some of the topics that we're going to talk about in relationship to our body and our body's chemistry are connected to the study of the environment and more specifically environmental problems. So I just want to take a few minutes today to go through and make sure that everyone understands clearly what those three branches of science are and talk a little bit about how they're going to be connected together and what we're doing today. And then we're going to get into the assignment that you guys have to do. And some of you guys probably have even gotten a start on it, and your time this weekend will just be in revision, refining it. Yeah. So any questions before we start talking about the science topics?
Yes, I do have a question.
Yeah.
I wanted to know, I had the presentation today, I think, but I don't know how to turn it in.
No problem. We're gonna talk about that in a little bit. And you're actually going to have a little more time because I don't feel like it's fair for you guys to have turned something in and I had not given you like all the guidelines and specifics. So if you're done, that's beautiful. And you'll have a little bit of time to kind of refine and whatnot. And then I'll explain to you like how you'll turn it into me. We'll do all of that stuff after we have this conversation about science.
Okay.
Cool beans. All right. I haven't heard in diet. No, Kashif. Kashif, can you read for me the little red section on biology just to read the description of what biology is? Kashif. All right, I guess I'll have to come back to him. And diet, can you read the Essence, can you read the biology description?
Yes, biology, the study of living organisms divided into many specialized fields that cover their morphology, physiology, origin, and distribution.
All right, beautiful. So, you know, what does the prefix bio mean? When it says bio, what is that referring to?
Earth, is it?
You know what? There was a bit of feedback. Can you repeat what you said?
It's not the Earth, is it?
No, it's not. You're right. It's not the Earth.
Oh, it means the study of, right?
The suffix does.
Oh, biology. Living things.
Living things. That's right. So you actually broke down the beginning and end of the word. So bio, as Ndaya said, is living things. And ology is the study of something. So putting that together is you have the study of living things. So some of the details in the description, like fields that cover their morphology. So morphology is kind of what things look like. Physiology is their makeup. Anatomy is basically the parts and the structure and function of what it's made out of. So if we're talking about living things, we're talking about our body systems, the organs in those systems, things of that nature. Biology is also behavioral. So, you know, sometimes people will say they're not really interested in science, but they're interested in understanding why things do what they do. And they consider that like a social science, but behavioral studies is a part of biology and is part of life science. So studying the behaviors and the hows and the whys of things, you know, I know Eshif Bola is interested in that. And then biology also looks at their origins, where things came from, and then their distribution, how they got spread out in the environments and habitats that they're in. So all of these things cover biology. So in the Black Body Biochemistry class, we're going to be looking at specifically the biology of human beings. Okay, so our focus when it comes to biological science will be in the morphology, physiology, anatomy, and sometimes behavior of human beings. All right, Eshif Bola, can you read the green environmental science description?
Okay. An academic field that integrates physical, biological, and information sciences to the study of the environment and the solution of environmental problems.
Beautiful. So environmental science is really like a general term, but it refers to multiple fields connecting to each other and the study of the environment. So it's not just physical science, like the chemistry of what's happening in the environment, or the biological science, what's happening to living things, or the information sciences. It's all of it put together to study the environment. So, I mean, technically, it's still biochemistry, but I wanted to separate it out because a lot of the things really relevant to our body's chemistry, and also things that you guys mentioned our very first day talking about your interest in science, are specifically related to the environment and then environmental problems. You know, you guys mentioned chemtrails, and then you mentioned some things that are considered toxic to the human body. So I wanted to separate that out as we're discussing it as another area of science, so that we're going to be pulling in as we talk about our study of the human body and we talk about the chemistry aspect. It's going to often tie back into environmental science. Are you back with us yet, Kashif? All right, Kashif, can you read that black description on chemistry?
The scientists are interested in the identification of such things as which matter is proposed, investigation of their properties and the ways in which they interact, combine, and change. And the use of these processes is primarily such a phenomenon.
All right. So the biology is looking at the living organisms. Chemistry is focused on matter, which is basically everything. So what things are composed of, what their properties are, the ways that things interact and combine and change, and those processes that make that stuff happen. So when we're talking about black body biochemistry, we're talking about the matter that the body is composed of, the matter that interacts with the body, the way that matter is combined and changes inside the body. So we're looking at separate areas of science, but we're looking at their overlap. So where chemistry and biology overlap, where biology and environmental science overlap, and then the overlap of the three together. So I just wanted to kind of start us out today with that, because again, Ja and Essence weren't there the very first day when we talked about the kinds of things that we're going to cover in this class. And I also wanted you guys to have a clear understanding of what these different areas of science meant. Because, you know, until you get into it, you hear biology and chemistry and you're not always clear about what that really covers or what it really means. And then we're going to get into it in more detail throughout the course of our year together. So we're going to get into, you know, we always start with us. You know, your very first assignment that you guys are turning into me is focused on scientists who are in the areas of science that you're interested in. So when we're talking about the biology, you know, the characteristics of living things, we're going to start with you. So we're going to start with the biology of you, your body, things related to you. When we start with the chemistry, it'll be the chemistry of your body, of you. So we always begin with ourselves and kind of work our way back from there. But in the course of that, we're going to cover, you know, the foundation of living things, the things that we have in common with other living things, the chemistry of not just our body, but going all the way down to those molecules and atoms that make up what we are made out of and the things that we consume. All right, so I want to get into some of the details in the materials that we're going to be using in the context of your scientist project. So does anybody have any questions about what I just shared with you on the science connections? Or any comments too, like if something, you know, this is a class that is your class. It's not kind of me in the center of things always sharing information. So if there's a thought that came up in the course of me talking or in the course of something that, you know, we're doing or looking at, please feel free to comment on it or share. So are there any comments or questions? All right, so that was a good 10, 15 seconds of silence. So I'm assuming that there's no questions, no comments, no concerns. All right, so let's take ourselves back to the class Wiki Space page. So if you go back to the PBWorks website and the pages and go to my folder in the Blackbody Biochemistry page, and please give a shout out if you have any trouble getting back there. And also, once you get there, give me a shout out that you're there so that I can continue and I know everybody's with me.
I'm there.
Me too.
Who just said me too? Was that you, Eshigwala?
Yes.
Okay. So Essence and Kashif, let me know when you're back on the Blackbody Biochemistry page.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to give the next, you know, the next step in the process while Essence and Kashif gets back to the page. Under today's date, under assignments, there's a link for the posterforteachers.org site where it has a worksheet and some other information there. If you could click on that link, and you should open up to a page that says Modern Scientists of African Descent. So Eshigbola and Ndaye, once you're there, read through what's there.
Okay, you want me to go back to the Blackbody Biochemistry page?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing, Kashif? How far have you gotten?
When Dog Tony came out.
I'm sorry, Kashif, I couldn't hear what you said.
I said I'm on the red
poster. So you're looking at the assignment?
Please don't.
Okay, cool.
Okay, what would you like to say?
All right, so now that you're there, go to the column where it says assignments, and under Modern Sciences Presentation, click the link.
Okay.
All right. So on that page, we talked about the assignment on this past Tuesday, but I couldn't get this stuff up and posted and available to you. So though it technically was supposed to be due today, I'm not going to officially check it until next Tuesday, to our next class period. So if you look at what I've asked for here and you need to add more to yours, you have plenty of time. If you haven't started yet, you have plenty of time because I didn't give you the information that I wanted to give you in enough time for you to have it today, okay? So in your Prezi, there's some basic things you need to have. Now, if you went and you have more than this, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. But at the bare minimum, I want you to try to have these things. And then we'll discuss in a second any, you know, reasons why you might not. So I need to know who they are. If the information is available, like their date of birth, if they're not living when they died, or if they didn't die, you would put still living or still alive. I want you to tell me what area of study or profession they're in. So some of them are research scientists, so we're talking about an area of study, and some of them are professionals in their area, and you would tell me what that is. So some of you were looking at herbalists, some of you were looking at biologists, different types of scientists or different types of professionals. You would tell me what they are. And then I want you to describe what he or she is best known for or describe their work in detail. So for some of them, they're known for particular studies or findings or contributions. For others, you might just get like a biography that describes their work. So however you have access to the information, I want to know like at least a minimum of 5 facts or pieces of information about that person and their work. And I put a note to remember not to copy the information word for word. I don't want you to just cut and paste the sentences from the websites that you found, or copy word for word the sentences from the written materials that you found. I want you to make sure you say it in your own words. And whenever you turn in work to me, I want you to make sure that you say it in your own words. It is not just a straight copy and paste, unless I'm asking you to do that. Like if I send you out to grab a sentence, but if you're turning in your own work, please make sure you write it in your own words. The second piece is what else is he or she known for? It could be science related, or it could be interesting facts. Like depending on who the person is, there are some people who have very interesting things that they're doing, work that they're doing, things about them, their lives that might not be exactly relevant to their profession, but would be important to share. So if there's anything else they're known for, or any other information that don't fit into that description of their work from before, you would add that. And then I want you to tell me what you found most interesting about this scientist. Also, I guess I could reword that. What did you find most interesting about the scientist and or what they study? So, you know, what might really get you interested might not necessarily be about the scientist, but it might be about what the scientist studied. That might really excited you. So I want you to give me 5 facts or pieces of information that you found interesting about the scientist or what they study, okay? And then last and probably most important, where did you get your information? So what websites did you use? So make sure you cite where you got the information from, okay? So I know all of you have different scientists with different access to information. So if for some reason you can't get enough information about them to have the 5 facts, please communicate that to me. Either let me know as we're going through class today or send me an email so that I can look into it to make sure that if you need extra resources, you can get them to make sure you have enough information. All right. That's the basic task guidelines. So before getting into the Prezi and how you're turning it into me, does anybody have any questions about these task guidelines that I just gave you?
Yes. Do the slides have the title to put on the assignment?
Okay, so you're asking if the slides have to have these specific titles?
Yes.
No, they do not.
And can the information be spread out across the whole slideshow?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Anybody else have any other questions, concerns, comments about the description? All right. Prezi. How many of you know once you're done with the Prezi presentation how to share it? So give me a shout out if you know how to share it.
I know how to share it.
Okay. All right. So that will be our next step. And you know what? I'm going to add something to this. So actually, I'm going to go over the Poster for Teachers website, and then I'm also going to go over the grading website, and then we'll go back to showing you how to publish on Prezi. So the poster for teachers.org site, there's you can make like web posters, so to speak. So like the posters you would normally make in a classroom, but they're web-based. So I have a space for each of the classes that I teach. So if you could the class code that's down there, if you highlight and copy just the numbers and then click on the poster.forteachers.org link that's under the agenda, I want to show you the information that's accessible to you there. So it's when you get to the site, it'll say Web Poster Wizard.
I'm there.
Where do we log in?
Okay. And then, and actually it's not poster ID because you're getting access to the class. Hold on one second. I believe it's a little further down. Okay, so then at the bottom, it says search for posters and worksheets, and it has a drop-down menu. So click on the arrow, and then you would select class code, and then paste that class code there, and then hit search.
Error, the class is supposed to be numeric.
Yes. All right, so where it says on my page on the wiki space under agenda, it has the website, the posterforteachers.org, and underneath it, it says class code. You're only going to copy the numbers. So it says, I think it's 239-688. That's what you're going to put for the class code.
Okay, it worked now. I think I had a space in it when I did it the first time.
Got it, no problem. So
we're coming up your level of fasting.
I'm sorry, Kashif, there's a lot of background noise. Like I can hear the woman talking behind you better than I can hear you. So if you said something, I need you to repeat yourself.
I said, you're highest level, okay?
You know what, sweetie, I can't hear you. Like I can hear her, but you sound like a whisper.
Blend up a pork chop, is that people were trying to,
that we got to log into.
So that was the point.
All right, so you're going to go down to the bottom of the page. And if you click on that arrow, one of the options is going to be class code.
Okay, I see.
Okay, so like that will always stay there for today's date on the agenda, and you can copy and paste the class code when you need it. So on this site, there will be times where I give you assignments and I want you to make a web poster, and that would be under posters list, but I don't have anything there for you. And then the worksheets list is here. So like as I add worksheets, they'll be here. And you would just click on ID and the one that you looked at will pop up, okay? So this is one of the places where I will leave work for you, but it will be there. Like on the wiki space, on the page, I will tell you like, you know, assignment description is on, and I will put the URL there. For you, but I just wanted to take you here so that you can be familiar with it and how to get there. Any questions?
Yes, what do I do? Where do I start in?
Okay, so underneath, so when you get to the first page, at the bottom, there's a thing that says poster ID with a little drop down arrow on it. And if you click that and change it to class code, you would put in that class code that I gave you on the wiki space page, the one I told you to copy. And
yes, I'm in the I already logged in, but it says I just started with application.
Okay, so I was having you log in there so that you can see the space and you know how to get there and you see what's there. Like, I'm just kind of introducing you to some of the resources that we're using. So like, if you click on ID, if you wanted to, you would, it would bring up that same assignment that I had given you a link for earlier. I just wanted you to see the site in and of itself. Whew. All right, any other questions? All right.
Can I go to the bathroom?
So I'm actually, okay. So with Prezi, I think the next thing I want to do is to have you guys go to the Prezi site so that I can show you when something is finished, how you would share it.
I'm not done with my Prezi, but I have like 4 slides of my information for my Prezi.
Okay, that's cool. Okay, so it's totally cool if you're not done, because like I said, I didn't get you the information that I wanted to get you yesterday, so you don't have to, it's not officially due till the next class period, so whatever you add or change or do today over the course of the weekend, it'll still be on time. Hold on 1 second.
Can I go to the bathroom?
Yes, I thought you were already gone.
Oh.
Okay. And Dae, did you start a Prezi?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So it sounds like all of you have started. So if you can go to presentation that you started, I will show you what to do.
I see this thing that says share your Prezi, and it says add people by email. So I think I could just put your email in there.
That is exactly it. So that is all you need to do. When you're done and you're ready to turn it in to me, just put in my email. And if you don't remember what it is, on the Blackbody Biochemistry page, it's at the top underneath the title is my email address.
Welcome back.
Okay. So now that you have the description that of the assignment as I want you to do it, does anybody have any questions or concerns? Like, do you have enough information to have the minimum requirements? Oh, you know what? I did not mention images. I want you to make sure we talked about it on Tuesday, make sure that you have images in your presentation, whether it's pictures of the person or pictures of things related to their field of study. So are there any questions?
Can you say it one more time? I didn't hear you.
Sure. I said make sure that you have pictures, whether it's images of the person or things related to their area of study. Make sure that your presentation is not just words. All right, so is there anyone that feels like what you already have is sufficient and you want to submit it? Or okay, so I'm going to assume by that silence that everybody, that means that everybody still has a little more work to do, correct?
I would like somebody to review it.
Okay, cool. All right, so let's do this. I'm going to give you guys individually some information so that you can access the grade book that I use. there's obviously nothing on it right now, but there will be scores for the assignments that you do. And then because we're in this format that we're in, you're going to also get like participation credit. So like your daily participation grades will be included on there also. All right. So I'm gonna I have no idea what you said. Can you say that again? Like assignment, yeah. Okay, quick question, Essence. What's your last name?
Snowden, Snowden.
Did you say one N or two N's?
It's Snowden.
D-E, the last two letters keep fading out. After D-E is what?
I can put it in the text chat.
Okay. And then Kashif, your last name is Sosa?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, can you type your last name in the text chat? Because I'm still having a little trouble hearing you. All right, Essence, I have your last name. Oh, okay, I got it, Charles. I got it, Kashif. And then only other person. I think I already have Charles's last name in paperwork that I have. All right, so if you want me to look at what you've done so far, send that. Share it with me by email right now, and I can look at it and give you some comments. If you're not ready for me to look at it and you need to do some more work, do that right now. You know, look at the requirements and look at what you need need to add to it. McMillan.
You saying add what I need to add now?
Yes. So if there's stuff that you feel like you need to add, do that right now.
How do I share it? Can you say that again?
Sure. There should be a link to click to share, and then it'll have you input your the email address you want to share it to. Do you see that?
I don't see it though.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me go back to the Prezi page so that I'm looking at what you're looking at and I can be more descriptive. Hold on a second. The Prezi website is being special. Okay, there we go. Log in. Sorry about the waiting, Dye. It's moving a little slow. I'm almost there.
Okay, it says it was 10.
Was that Essence talking just now?
I put your email in the box where it says add people, and then I sent it.
Okay, so did you hear that, Indai? Do you see the box where it says add people?
Yes.
Okay, that's it. So where it says add people, put in my email address, and it'll send it to me.
I'm adding more things that I need to put in my email.
Okay, but when you're done, no rush.
No rush.
Okay.
All right. Eshubola.
I'm in the process of adding people.
Beautiful. So I just wanted to know where you were in your process. And what about you, Kashif? What you working on right now? I'm sorry, say again. Okay.
Mama Fanta, can you put your email again, please?
Probably the easiest thing to do is just look back at the Black Body Biochemistry page. It's at the top.
Oh. I already had looked there. I'm a really bad looker.
But it could be something that you work on.
Okay, you should be have an email. Yeah.
Okay.
Did you get my email?
I'm checking right now. I'm having a bit of trouble. Ay, Dios mío. Okay, hold on. I'm going to do it from my telephone because the email is being special. Thank you guys for your patience. Apologize, it's being difficult on my telephone and on the computer. So what I might have to do for some reason it doesn't log in. I might just have to, when I get to somewhere else with a different connection, give you comments on what you sent or suggestions, since it's not due right now anyway. Okay. Essence, did you make another email, or do you want me to continue to use the Gotta Have It Raw?
I actually made a Gmail yesterday.
Okay. What is that?
It's from you to Essence. The letter U and the number 2.
Okay. So I'm going to, you're going to get an email with, in a second, with information about the website. Kashi.
I just put it in the text chat.
I got it, thank you. Let me see. Oh, it's the wrong one. Okay. And Daye, is your mom's email address the Aziz Now?
Yes.
Okay. And then Eshubola, it's the AD Prescott 18, that's your mom?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. And then Kashif. So Kashif, is your mom's the terrain writer? Is that a working email?
Yeah.
All right. Eshubola, should I send the info that I send to both parents or just to your mom?
I would say both, because they both like to be in the know.
Okay. And they both use email, and then Essence. And then Essence, your mom's email is the one that you used last time to get on Gmail, right?
No, I just posted it in the text chat.
Eggie.
That was her email, but she doesn't use it.
Oh, okay, well, that makes sense, her letting you use it for that then. All right, copy. Okay, so what I'm doing is I'm sending an email that invites you to register for NGRADE, which is the online website that I use. So you'll get an invite, your parents will get an invite, and then like once you register, you'll be able to log in and see the grades that I submit for you and like any comments that I put. And it'll be another place where I have, I'm able to share information with you. You know, there's like a grade book, attendance, which is not as important in this context. Your parents are going to know if you were at school or not. But calendar also, like I'll keep a calendar of assignments on here. So it'll be another place for you to be able to access and be aware. You know, like it's important that you guys are aware of exactly how you're doing, because sometimes you'll be doing work and you're like, oh, I think my grade is this. And then you'll look up and it's something different. So I want you to be consistently aware of how you're doing. So I think that because of the, I don't know if it's the reception or the wire, I don't think it's the wireless, because we wouldn't be able to communicate this clearly. I think it's something else. Those of you who have sent it to me, when I get over to the next school, I'll open up the email and send you comments back, since I can't seem to get online. Tell me to get access to that email right now.
Okay. I sent the email from my Gotta Have It Raw email address.
Okay, no problem. I'll see it regardless of how it was sent. I'm just letting you know, like, if I can't get you the comments right now before this class period is over, when I get over to the other school, you know, today, in the next couple of hours, you'll have comments so that you know, like, if there's changes that need to be made or things. And, you know, and I would send it, like, if you're working on it today, you get it done, send it to me. And because it's not due till next class period, like, I will send you comments if there's room for improvement, so you have the time and opportunity to do that. One last one. Okay. All right, since I can't access the email to give you guys comments on your work, is there any other questions or concerns that you guys have related to what we're doing? Because we can end class here, and then I will get to another place where I can access it and then send you comments from there. So questions, concerns, comments.
Mama,
yes.
Do you remember that link you sent to me so that I could find the person? Because I need that for the PowerPoint.
Hold on one moment. And I can get to it. Okay, it's in my history. Hold on. All right, hold on. Let me get back to Tuesday. Since famous Karen Rose. Hold on, I think I might have found it. Yeah, okay, hold on. I will I'll send it to you right now in the text chat. All right, you got it, Indai?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, any other questions, concerns, comments while you have my undivided attention? No? All right, well, let's do appreciations. You guys get out of here early and have a few extra minutes for lunch. All right, so... For me, my greatest appreciation at this moment is for the resources to stay organized. The sites that I'm using for your assignments, for my grade book, for communication with you guys, I'm really thankful for that because it doesn't just help my instruction for you, it also helps my instruction in the other classes that I teach. So I'm very thankful for that. Essence, appreciations. Are you thinking or did we lose
you? I'm thinking. I'm sorry.
Okay. No. Don't apologize.
I'm thankful that you're able to give us feedback on our presentation, so that we have the opportunity to do better.
Beautiful, beautiful. Eshubola.
See you soon. Welcome back.
Okay.
You still thinking?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure I didn't lose you. Do you want me to...
Well, I appreciate all the resources we have.
Yes. Most definitely. I'm feeling that one. And Daye?
I appreciate this extra time that we're having to make our presence as best as we can be.
Beautiful. Beautiful. All right, Kashif?
Because what happened is I'm dealing with the time.
Can you say that one more time? You know what? I don't know. So no, it doesn't have to.
Well, I appreciate learning a lot more about what my name is.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds good. Okay. So, if you send me the Prezi that you're working on before it's due, I will send you back feedback to let you know, you know, based on how I would grade it, what you might want to add or not add. And then I will see you online next Tuesday, and you can look back if you want to for what's upcoming on the Black Body Biochemistry Wikispace page. All right, any last minute questions or concerns before we go? All right, I will take that as a no. You guys have a good rest of your day and enjoy your weekend.
You too.
You too.
All right, peace.
User in your channel stopped recording. User in your channel stopped recording. User left your channel.